Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation, and this is a good morning with Taurai. I just want us to look at something very critical for the success of our personal lives and our success as a nation and as a people. Our success with regards to the determinations that which we have made within ourselves and the dreams that which we carry for ourselves, the hopes that we carry for ourselves, and indeed the capabilities and capacities that which we believe we have for our nation. Be it you think the scenario and the situation in your life or surrounding you is hopeless or is not hopeless, I want you to relook and rethink based on what I'm going to share with you today, even as we talk as great friends. I would like you to resolve to be who you were originally created, to resolve to be who you were destined, to resolve who you were set to become, not what you have been superficially made to become. I'm talking in terms of there being an existence, as it were, or essentially of an external element within the aspects of who you are, who you have become, who you have been, and who you will be. I'm saying this on the basis of the concepts that we have learned, and concepts that which even psychologists and sociologists have with regards to our behavior as a people. I'm not too sure what you have learned, what you have believed, what you have accepted, and your perspective to the concept and the aspect of your success in life. But I just will share with you briefly this morning with regards to what other concepts and teachings have been, and to a great extent things that I believe, if correctly handled and manipulated, will work towards our advantage. The University of Pennsylvania in 1967 held a great interesting scientific research process, a study per se, in which an animal was repeatedly hurt by a painful stimulus from which it was barred from escaping however much it tried. Eventually, the animal would stop trying to escape and behaved as if it was utterly powerless to change the situation, even when opportunities for escaping were presented. It developed tolerance for the pain. It had been programmed through past experiences to behave as if it had no power over the situation. The American psychologist Martin Seligman called it learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. The reason why everyone is not operating at epic level is a programming issue. Many of us have been programmed in a manner and a matter such as has dulled our efficacy, tempered with the sharpness or the beauty of how so efficient we could ever become. And all this is as a result of things that, according to Martin Seligman, are learned helplessness. Some people have learned helplessness. That is the basic thing that has dulled the environments of people. When we visited this planet called Earth, we found a world that speaks. Nearly everything and everyone in our life has knowingly or unknowingly played a role in programming us to accept certain perceptions which may have imposed limitations upon us. Our parents called us names, and so did our teachers. The voice of authority, saying we couldn't amount to anything. We took it in and our confidence went down with it. Beauty was defined to us and we didn't measure up. So our esteem was deflated. We met people who lied to us, broke our hearts, shattering our ability to trust and ultimately affecting how we relate. These were instructions being written. Some of them, like computer viruses, corrupted our way of functioning, hence the outcomes. There is a concept which is called tabula rasa, which is Latin for a blank slate. A blank slate, the brain is viewed as a clean slate on which instructions, the programs which we use to run our lives, are written, and the quality of which determine the quality of our lives. No one was born helpless. Majority suffer learned helplessness. But one of the principles of learning will help us here. That principle is that what is learned can be unlearned. What is learned can be unlearned. It is a case of wrong software running the right hardware, like a new computer, which when it comes, it does not have software. But the hardware has been crafted in a manner through which, when the correct software is inputted into the system, it picks it up and functions according to that software which has been put into it. Everyone is born with inbuilt success mechanisms. Everyone has what it takes. Success is in our genes. Yet we have few success stories. The viruses or faulty programming may make a computer act differently or exhibit undesirable behaviors. Ours is the virus of the mind. The worst of it is self-doubt, where we do not believe of ourselves that we have capacity and ability. The real truth is you can love, and you indeed, if you no longer love, you can love again. The real truth is you can be kind, you can be merciful. The real truth is you can rise above your failures, you can rise above your incapacities in order to become the best that you need and indeed have to be. But essentially, through the socialization process, as sociologists call it, it is a process by which we acquire knowledge, language, and social skills and value to conform to norms and roles for integration into a group or a community. In psychology, they call it conditioning. We are born capable of being conditioned into different behavior patterns through, among others, the agency of the family, peers, school, and the media, which engrave into our minds the instructions we use to run our lives up or down. Robin Sharma talked about it and said, early socialization plays a role in setting our limits and boundaries, that unless we awaken to the principle of conditioned failure and learned paralysis, we will fail perpetually and blaming it on fate. We can rise above this and live the kind of lives we have imagined. The programming by our parents, our peers, our society began to shut us out of our absolute best. The messages of the mob taught us not to be an original, to dim down our vision. Your former habits of thinking and being must disintegrate before better ways of behaving can begin to integrate. Therefore, most of us have been programmed far less than our highest potential and have taken that as absolute reality. We have suffered culture fixes and operate only within what our culture has dictated to us as possible or impossible, grossly underestimating our vast human potential. How you are is the product of previous programming, especially at a time when you are not in control of what you allowed to be true in your mind. Your internal ways of thinking and feeling support or sabotage your possibilities of greatness. Your internal ways of thinking and feeling support or sabotage your possibilities of greatness. I have repeated that. And as a result, you actually find that if your internal ways of thinking and feeling are such that you hate, are such that you segregate, are such that you undermine a particular group of people, are such that you don't believe anything good can come out of a particular area or a particular grouping or a particular entity, then you react, respond, relate, and act according to that perception, to that inbuilt perception that you hold, because you are programmed to think like that. You are set to think like that. But if you can allow yourself to begin to recalibrate your mind, your thoughts, your perceptions, then you can indeed return to a vision of life much more in line with your original intent, whereby there can be the sharpening of your abilities, your perception to things in the most positive, the most direct, the most helpful manner. So take charge of your programming process. Take charge of it. As you continue to listen to these talks, allowing new ways of thinking to affect you, it will change and enable a change to begin to take place. Of course, you know, you need to be more careful with yourself than you are with your phone, with your computer, with your gadgets that which you are using for your communication systems. You know how the world has become e-that, e-book, e-learning, e-everything. And we are so particular, so careful about those things to not become distorted, so that they are not infected by viruses and the like. So the same manner, and even better, you need to be careful about yourself. Don't wait until you crash. Skin, as it were, the company that you keep. Scan what you listen to, watch and read. Interrogate what you've chosen to believe as a result of earlier programming, and choose to rewrite the script of your life, the script of your interrelationships, the script by which you determine and the script which you follow, which you use to observe, to relate with, and to behave towards even those that surround you, no matter who or what grouping they may be called, or rather what they are called. By installing new internal operating systems, begin to believe in yourself and your abilities, because you are engineered for success. Thus, program yourself to succeed. You are engineered for human good. You are engineered for love. You are engineered for appropriate collaboration and interrelationships. You are not engineered to hate. You are not engineered to destroy. You are not engineered to kill. You are not engineered to dislike others. But you are engineered to do that which is right, to love, to encourage, to build together with, to cooperate and interrelate appropriately with. You are able, and indeed well able, to be the great person who you wish and desire to be. You are more than able. So I encourage you this morning to reprogram yourself and indeed achieve the best of your capabilities. I wish you well. Have a great day. And stay in success. As you listen to this song, begin to prepare yourself for the next successful step in your life. I thank you.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m. Monday to Friday.